We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Dr. Joseph Puma. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Dr. Joseph Puma, I've been telling y'all about this Sorin medical scan. That's not what it's called. The Sorin
Heart scan.
Heart scan. At Sorin Medical. But tell people what Sorin Medical is first. Dr. Puma.
Sorin Medical is a cardiovascular medical practice. Mm-hmm. We have offices throughout 4 of the 5 boroughs. Generally, we provide care in underserved communities where there are what often called health deserts. There's no hospitals or not many physicians around, and we try and meet patients who need our care where they live.
Mm-hmm. And I told y'all, I've had every cardiovascular test there is to have over the past few months. Mm-hmm. I had, name some of them, Doc. What was it, EKGs? What are some of the tests?
I think you had stress test, EKG, Holter monitor, yep, before you came to us.
Absolutely.
You had a calcium score. Right.
And yours, absolutely, not only was the best, it's the one that put my mind at ease the most.
Well, thank you.
Especially after I got those results back. But why is it important for people of color to get their heart tested regularly?
So it's important for people of color to get their heart tested, period, and not regularly, because one of the challenges is they're not regularly getting their heart tested. People of color have almost 1.5 to 2 times the rate of death from heart disease. They get the risk factors for heart disease, high blood pressure. They often develop high blood pressure at an earlier age. It's more difficult to treat. Mm-hmm. They have diabetes at a higher rate, also a risk factor for heart disease. When they have heart attacks, their outcomes are worse. They have a 30 to 40% increased chance of dying from a heart attack as compared to whites in America. And they often have much higher rates, 70% higher rates of congestive heart failure, which is very disabling. And they develop that often at an earlier age.
Well, how can people get tested? Not how can they test it, of course, but, you know, they tell you at 45 years old, you get a colonoscopy. They tell you at this age, you do this. At what age should people be checking their heart? And, you know, I go to my doctor, you know, twice a year for checkups, and not one time has he said, all right, well, you need to check out your heart. Are there certain signs where maybe people say you should check out your heart, or certain signs where they should do certain things, or should it be at a particular age where this is where you should start doing it more and more and more?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the answer to that question, I think, depends on whether you have symptoms or no symptoms. If you have symptoms of discomfort in your chest, shortness of breath, more easy fatigue, not able to do the usual level of exercise, dizziness, lightheadedness, doesn't matter what age you are, you should be tested. Mm-hmm. Because let's remember, heart disease is the number one killer in America. And even though over the last 40 years, the rate of death from heart disease has come down, it has not come down for the Black community. All those gains have been in the white community. Mm. So second, if you're not necessarily symptomatic, okay, overall, you're working, you feel good, but you have a hit, you're 40 and older as a man or 50 and older as a woman, and you've smoked, have a family history of heart disease, have high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol, then you should be tested. Prior to the Sorin heart scan or CAT scanning in general of the heart, the only test we had to determine if you had heart disease was a stress test. But that's not nearly as accurate and doesn't define the heart arteries as, Charlemagne, when you came in, mm-hmm. we sent you images of your heart arteries. We gave you a risk assessment, and it's costly stress testing, mm-hmm. almost 10 times the cost of a CAT scan. But CAT scanning now takes 4 minutes or less. If you come into our office, less than 15 minutes of your total time. Mm-hmm. And you have a fully accurate, greater than 97% accuracy of your heart anatomy, whether there's blockage, calcium, any disruption that could potentially cause a problem later on in life.
Well, I was going to ask, so, you know, you go to the dentist, you have a cavity, they can fix it, right? Floss it, whatever. Colonoscopy, they clean your butt out, right? So
they,
now...
They don't, they, no.
You know, not, he knows what I mean. You know, they clean it out, they cut off the polyps, you know what it is. So if there is a problem with your heart, what are the procedures to can it be done right then and there?
Talk that talk, Dr. Puma. This is good. This blew me away when you told me this.
Yeah. So nationally, Medicare is now approved putting heart stents right in the office in appropriate facilities. New York State has not yet approved that, but our center down in Lower Manhattan is built for that. And we have the latest technology and cardiac catheterization labs where you could have a stent put right in at that time.
So what's
you
a stent?
A stent is a metal scaffold that when you have a blockage in your artery, mm-hmm. through an artery in your wrist, we put a catheter up into the heart, and then over a wire through the catheter, we can pass a metal stent over a balloon and dilate it and clear away the blockage.
Oh, so the stent doesn't stay inside of you. It just cleans out.
It stays inside of you.
Oh, it does stay.
And becomes part of the artery wall.
Okay, so you have a piece of metal in you. So every time you go through TSA metal detector, you...
It won't go off.
Okay.
It doesn't go off. It's very small, 3.5 millimeters mm-hmm. usually. But no, it doesn't set off metal detectors. You can use your microwave. But it's the most common treatment for blocked arteries gotcha. In the world.
Can you explain to people what causes heart attacks and strokes?
Sure. That's a great question. And I think that it's not only a great question in general because it's the leading cause of death, but in the Black community, the risk of it is so much higher. I know, Charlemagne, you're from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I told you my family, I raised in North Carolina. And in that part of the world, we called it the stroke belt from North Carolina down to Alabama, primarily because Black men in particular have high blood pressure at such an early age, so difficult to control, less likely for African Americans to control their blood pressure than white, that the risk of stroke from that elevated pressure over time causes either a blood clot in one of the arteries to the brain or it just ruptures. Same thing with heart attacks, or similar at least. Over time, the body builds up plaque in the arteries. Plaque is just cholesterol and calcium. Some of it's from our diet. Some of it's genetic. Some of it is accelerated if you have diabetes. In fact, if you have diabetes, you have a 3 times higher risk of dying from a heart attack than someone who doesn't have diabetes. So if you have diabetes, that ought to be like a flashing neon sign. I need to see a cardiologist. And in communities of color, when they have high blood pressure and they have diabetes, when they end up with a heart attack or a stroke, they usually have worse outcomes, a higher risk of dying from it. And if they survive, they're more likely to have a lower functional status, to be in congestive heart failure or to have physical abnormalities that they're not able to do their activities of daily living.
I was going to ask, you know, so for people that's listening right now, and you know, a lot of people don't know some of the symptoms and some of the things that you're talking about. So when you talk of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, are there symptoms besides going to the doctor, something that people should look out for? A lot of people in our community are scared to go to the doctor or can't afford to, don't have insurance. So what are some of the signs that they should look out? Let's start with diabetes. What is a sign of diabetes that people should look out for?
Yeah, so that's a great question, DJ Envy. First of all, I would say healthcare should not be just for people well off or people who have insurance. Healthcare should be a right in this country. There's no reason.
I agree.
There's just no reason why we should not treat any human being that needs our help, right? And if you come to any one of our offices, we take care of everyone regardless of their ability to pay. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, high blood pressure and diabetes both, when we're in medical school, we're taught that they're called the silent killers.
Correct.
Because they often don't have symptoms, mm-hmm. okay? But when they do, if you have high blood pressure, you might feel flushed sometimes during the day in your face. You might get headaches, okay? You might have chest discomfort. You might get short of breath, all right? You don't need to go to a doctor. You can go to any pharmacy even, and they have a blood pressure cuff there usually.
Yep.
And they'll check your blood pressure. So a simple screening for that. And remember something, blood pressure diagnosis often it peaks in our 30s or in our 50s. So if you're in communities of color and you're in your 30s, you should at least get a screening for blood pressure. Diabetes also very elusive in terms of symptoms. Often the first symptoms a diabetic will feel is that they're very thirsty or they're urinating a lot. And that's because their sugar levels are high and it's making them urinate, which then makes them thirsty. They often feel weak, have a brain fog. They just never feel clear. And again, simple pinprick of your finger can tell you if your sugar's high or low. That you probably do need to go to a doctor to have that checked, mm-hmm. or simple blood tests. But the bigger point is simple screening things or just self-awareness. You bring up fear. Fear is a big issue. Fear is a big issue for many people. People don't come to me. It's not like, I don't know if you're married or you have kids, but you know, you remember when
married. Yeah, we got. Yeah,
you met my wife, Dr. Puma.
I can't bring that up again.
Wow. Carolina's okay.
I can't bring that up again. But anyway, but remember, like, you know, the first time you're pregnant and you go to the doctor, everyone's happy and it's an mm-hmm. exciting time. When people come to me, they're scared. They're not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. They may not feel well. They may have a family history. So we have to deal with that fear. One of the ways you deal with that fear is by bringing healthcare to them, as opposed to saying, here, I'm in a big fancy building. Come to me. I'm really smart. We go to them. We want to be in their community. And then if there is an issue where they need a test, make it easy for them. Mm-hmm. Okay? Explain. Talk. You know, people are a lot smarter than sometimes we give them credit for. Mm-hmm. And understanding where they're from and trying to learn about them and their family can help kind of bring people together and have an honest conversation.
I think people you to talk to about the, you know, when I asked you what causes the heart attacks and strokes, I wanted you to talk about like the blockage and how the plaque breaks off and that stuff.
Yeah, so in the coronary artery, so for strokes, if you have high blood pressure, just the high blood pressure, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same as if you have high blood pressure in your water heater at home, if it gets to a certain level, boom, it just pops. Mm-hmm. But in the heart arteries, you can even have a mild to moderate plaque in your arteries, and then some stressor. You're smoking a cigarette one day. You're in an argument with someone. You're having a stressful time at work. It can cause that plaque to rupture and then causes a blood clot. And that's a big challenge. The reason when you asked DJ Envy about who should have the scan, or, you know, and we said even in people who are not symptomatic, if they have risk factors, they should have a scan, because one in three people that have a heart attack find out they're having, they have heart disease the day they have their heart attack. And out of those, one in three die the day they have their heart attack. So it's often unpredictable. So unless you know you have some plaque, then there are strategies, as we discussed, whether it's statin medications, aspirin, counseling to help you maybe stop smoking if you smoke, weight reduction, things of that nature that can help. But heart attacks are, I like to think of it this way, you know, if you're lucky enough to have symptoms, it's kind of like when you're driving your car and the little light goes on and says the tire's running low, right? Usually if you're having symptoms or you see that light, you'll attend to it.
Correct.
So that you don't end up with a blowout, let's say, on the highway. That's like a heart attack. But many people don't have symptoms until the day they have their heart attack.
I was going to ask, you know, a lot of people feel like there's a difference between smoking weed and smoking cigarettes. Is there a big difference between the two? Or is it still putting smoke in your lungs?
It's still putting smoke in your lungs. Different agents that's causing the addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get a different feel. You know, you get a high, let's say, from smoking weed, whereas nicotine is giving you a different kind of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the tar, it's the junk that's going in the lungs that adversely affects you and eventually affects the arteries in the heart.
What if I smoke joints or smoking a bong and I'm not using tobacco products?
So non-tobacco products are better than tobacco products. But as we saw, for instance, just with vaping, right? Early on with vaping, I actually encouraged folks that I took care of that were having trouble stopping cigarettes to vape, because it gave them the nicotine, but didn't give them the junk. But I don't think we have enough studies or really understand enough.
What about edibles?
That has no effect, no significant effect from a cardiac standpoint.
Okay.
Word. What if a patient doesn't have insurance? That's the other thing I found very impressive about Soren Medical.
So we take care of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the community, whether we're in Inwood, Upper Manhattan, Harlem, Crown Heights, Brownsville. We have offices in all these communities. We have great physicians, we take care of everybody. If they don't have insurance, at least testing in our office, we basically do for free, quite honestly. Even though we're not a free clinic per se, but we'll help patients to get them the care that they need. Either you're part of the community or you're not. It's a binary thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between.
And y'all take insurance as well.
Of course we take insurance, mm-hmm. and we have a team to get the prior authorizations. I mean, you know, today insurance, just because you have a card doesn't mean you get great health care. There's a lot of work behind it. But that's why we try and build loyalty with the people we take care of. We try and take time with them. And, you know, we're there to help.
And I want to read my results that Dr. Soren sent me. Because y'all send five things after you have the test. It's the images of your coronary heart arteries, your heart flow analysis of the arteries, right? What is that exactly?
So the heart flow analysis is if there is any plaque in the artery. It's a heart flow is a company based in California that has proprietary AI software that can actually assess the flow to determine if that plaque, that blockage is obstructive, needs to be treated with a stent or bypass, or non-obstructive, needs aggressive medical therapy. It's amazing software. We use it on all our patients, and that software alone has been proven to reduce mortality, increase the survival by having the Soren heart scan with heart flow.
And so y'all send the Soren heart scan final report. You send your blood work report. And finally, which I really loved, the 10-year risk of cardiovascular events, which is heart attack, stroke, or death. Now, this is what put my mind at ease. Mm-hmm. Overall, your results are excellent. Despite a high calcium score for your age, there is only minimal plaque in your heart arteries. Furthermore, your lipid...
cholesterol profile?
Yeah, your cholesterol profile is excellent and well below goal on your current statin medication and aspirin, which I would continue. Your blood pressure and heart rate are those of a man 20 years younger. All these factors contribute to a very low 10-year cardiovascular risk of only 3.5%. Optimal for men of your age would be 3%, so you are in very good shape. That put my mind at ease more than all of the tests I did prior to coming to Soren Medical.
And how long did it take?
I mean, 4 minutes to do the scan. Yeah. I was looking at my heart within the next 15. And I think I got those results the next day.
That's correct.
I think, yeah.
That's correct. So I would flip it back to you.
You need to sign me up. You know, I'm kind of upset. We do everything together. We got a colonoscopy together.
That's not true.
That is true. And he didn't call me for this one, which is fine.
That is not true. I told you I was going to get it.
You didn't say, hey.
I didn't know how to explain it. I was like, I'm going to get my heart looked at. It's like this
new technology.
How did
you explain the colonoscopy?
I told you that I'm going to get one. You knew what that was.
But yeah, so I need you to sign me up, Doc, because I definitely want to check. I'm one of those people that I use my health insurance. So if there's a problem or feeling, I go. Some of the times it's very stupid, but my doctor's looking at me like, why are you back? Like, I have tennis elbow, and I don't even know what tennis elbow is. I haven't played tennis in 10 years, but my elbow is still kind of rickety. But I would definitely like to sign up because I definitely would like to make sure that I'm here for my kids. I have 6 kids, so I want to make sure I'm here for my kids.
Well, you'd be welcome to come. And again, I just think the access, making it easy, mm-hmm. right? You know, you all are people of means, and you know, but it's for everybody, mm-hmm. and you can really make a great impact for people who may have some fear, aren't sure what the entry point is, aren't sure what to do. So I appreciate you inviting me. I appreciate
Thanks, Doc.
You taking the time and talking about it. And I hope we can help some people.
And where can they get more information or reach you directly?
On our website, SorenMedicalNY.com. We're on Instagram. I've never been on any of these things. I've been practicing for over 30 years, but in the past year, all the young folks in our practice have us mm-hmm. on Instagram and on the a website now. And they can call the office or send us an email. As you saw, we respond right away. We get you in right away, mm-hmm. and we give you comprehensive results. And if we think there's something more, we make sure that we shepherd you through your healthcare journey to good health.
Everybody needs to go do this, man. I've had too many friends, you know, either having heart attacks or having strokes over the mm-hmm. past few years or dying of heart attacks and strokes. So you should definitely go to Soren Medical and get the Soren heart scan.
Absolutely. I'm going as soon as I can. And I appreciate you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Joseph Puma, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.